Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you to be your hosts for the next 5 minutes or so to try to cheer up your day a little bit. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area. The way to start is go to visitvalentine.org and check out 50 things to do. The Niobrara National Scenic River, Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies, and home of the Nebraska Star Party that just wrapped up. And all kinds of outdoor activities coming up this fall as well. The Cadusa Cook-Off for barbecue cook-off. Ooh, that'll be good. September 7th in the Valentine City Park. And find out more at visitvalentine.org.
Hear that? No? Well, that's the sound of opportunity. It is like a steer in the night. It's elusive, but it's there. Tri-State Livestock News, the Rancher's Bible, covering every facet of agriculture every Saturday. It's what ranchers read. They're the bridge between buyers and sellers day in, day out. Tri-State Livestock News.
The 5th annual Golden Valley Shootout is this weekend in Golden Valley, North Dakota. Gates open at 4 and Bulls Buck at 6 p.m. on Saturday. And on Sunday, it's the Wayne Herman Invitational. In that event, it's going to be gates open at 1 and horses buck at 3. Don't miss the action. Golden Valley, North Dakota. That's this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
I have a piece by Hal Swift for today. It's called A Lot of People Don't Know That. Hal is from Sparks, Nevada. When you talk about woolies in the state of Montana, it's goatskin chaps that you mean, and bat wings or chaps that are long and flappy like the rodeo cowboys you've seen. A bell mare's considered a kindly old nag that keeps other horses calmed down. A bronc is a horse that's never been broken and loves to just run around. What's true and what ain't is hard to pin down. Sometimes you don't know where it's at. But looking for the truth won't hurt you at all, and a lot of people don't know that. A broomtail's a horse that ain't worth much, and they're mostly found out on the range. A buckskin's a yellow horse with black mane and tail, which to me seems a little bit strange. A noseband with a headpiece is called a bozal, regardless of how you pronounce it. Chuck wagons, some say, got their name from Chuck Beef, and you can take that as truth or renounce it. There's a lot of deep secrets to unlock in this life, and you may never get them all down pat, but knowing lots of stuff don't mean that you're smart, and a lot of people don't know that. A Ramita's a carport where you park your pickup. A Ramita's a string of horses. Alone in the desert, some men will go mad because of the mysterious forces. Rural cowboys live by the code of the West, though I reckon some people don't think it. Cafe to some means a place where you eat, but most cowboys I know just drink it. Learning how to live without making mistakes can be tough to get down pat, but everybody you meet has made at least one, and a lot of people don't know that. A single tree's where you hitch one single horse, and a double tree's where you hitch two. Vaquero is Spanish for a man who works cows, but in English, we say buckaroo. A rope is something every cowboy needs and learns early the ways to throw it. Love really does make the world go round, and you're wise if you'll come to know it. Now remember these things I've been telling you here. Won't hurt you or make you get fat. To keep looking is the key, for the truth is out there, and there's a lot of people that don't know that. Again, Hal Swift, and when he wrote it, he said, it's just a fun poem that I put together. Well, we're looking to the close of the end of the program, but I've got some definitions for you. Here's secret. You want the definition of secret? Something you tell to one person at a time. Skeleton, that's a bunch of bones with the person scraped off. A toothache, the pain that drives you to extraction. Tomorrow, one of the greatest labor-saving devices of today. I understand that. Yawn, an honest opinion openly expressed. And my personal favorite, wrinkles, something other people have similar to my character lines.
Sometimes I'll look down at my watch 3 consecutive times, and then I still don't know what time it is.
How does that happen? I totally understand. I agree, but I don't know why.
Mind must be in some other location.
Yep.
I keep some people's phone numbers in my phone just so I know not to answer it when they call. It's a little IT tip for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks for listening to radio stations out there like KBJM 1400 AM out of Lemon, South Dakota. You keep listening and you'll keep hearing more of the good stuff.